This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. So we clear the deck for this hour for you to share what's on your mind with me. When you tell me what's on your mind, when you call into the program and share with us what you're concerned about, it is much easier for us to continue to schedule guests on the program and topics to discuss on the program that connect with what it is you're concerned about. So never be afraid to call us about something that has nothing to do with anything we're talking about, because that's why we call it What's on Your Mind. We want to know. Okay? That's what we're here for. We got your back on this. So that's the first hour. Next hour, we're going to have the police chief of the city of Fargo, Dave Todd, who is retiring after 30-plus years as police chief here pretty quick, along with the mayor of Fargo, Tim Mahoney. Not sure if you've been following this, but, you know, there have been a... There was a very ugly protest in North Dakota, followed by a peaceful protest. And now there are plans for more protests, and there were some cooperation and some things going on between the protesters. One Fargo is a group, Black Lives Matter is a group, and it's all falling apart now. And now they're accusing the chief and the mayor of doing all kinds of terrible things. So the mayor said, well, let's investigate what you think we're doing wrong. And it had to do with the deputy chief of police of Fargo, who was off duty and at the protest. Widely known because some media folks decided to exploit that and make, I guess, more out of it than it was. It was investigated. Everybody agreed that what the deputy police chief did was wrong, but then it just kept coming. So the protesters say the chief knew this. He planted him there. That's what's going on. You know, that dude. So they did an investigation, and the results of that are out today. And the results of the investigation are the police chief knew nothing about what the deputy chief was doing that day during the protest off duty. But it's part of the game. It's part of the game. And the game is, you know, I don't think it serves Black Lives Matter's fundraising purposes if people are getting along and finding out a way to be a One Fargo. I left that event that Friday, and now they call it Justice Island, by the way. It used to be Island Park. Now they've renamed it Justice Island. What's with this, anyway? It's sort of like what they're doing in Seattle. What do they call that, guys? What is that now?
Oh, that's
Capitol Hill Chop or something?
Chop now, yeah. Capitol Hill.
Chop or Chaz?
Chaz.
Or?
It was Chaz. Autonomous Zone. I don't even know what Chop means.
Capitol Hill Organized Protest.
I'm done watching it.
Yeah.
I'm giving it any energy.
So they can rename things now?
No, but they do.
Well, obviously they can.
In Seattle, they can.
Island Park is now Justice Island? I mean, what? Anyway, I think it's all for show. I really believe that this is a made-for-TV event or a made-for-cell phone video event so they can be put up on and raise more money. I really believe it is. So, in other words, when you're getting along and then you're not getting along anymore, it's better because then you can now protest without a permit this weekend and have a big to-do and get more media coverage, I guess. So we're going to deal with that. We're also going to chat with Jonathan Judd. Jonathan is, he has a position in education in Minnesota, higher education, related to diversity. He is the mayor of Moorhead, Minnesota. He is probably, because he is black, had the best interactions with the organizers of these events. So it'll be a chance for us to talk with him a little bit about that situation, but just also about the whole race thing, like we did yesterday with Leon Francis. I just wish Leon could have a conversation with more and more people to understand what's going on here. And, you know, you got to peel back the onion. You got to peel back the onion. That's totally what's going on. So anyway, one thought I had, guys, I don't know if you think we're ready for this, but I was thinking we should maybe get a couple of doctors on to talk about where we're at with the plague. What's it called again? The China virus. The COVID.
That's over.
Wuhan virus. Well, I want to hear that from a doctor, though. I want to hear him say, okay, here's what we thought we had. Now this is what we had, and just be careful and just do this. And if you do that, that'll be okay. And, you know, just some common sense. I'm told by a number of sources that if you surveyed businesses in North Dakota, they would tell you their overwhelming need right now is for businesses to come back, for customers rather, to come back to the business. For customers to come back to the business. Your hometown businesses need you to come back. So that leads me to believe that they are not coming back yet. Now, why would that be? Why would that be? I would imagine it's because some people don't feel safe. And I don't know if they want, you know, like more plexiglass and gloves and masks in businesses when they go in. It doesn't seem like the sentiment of North Dakota. Or if it is just not wanting to venture out. Which, by the way, people that have health issues, immunosuppressed, elderly, they shouldn't. Those are the folks that should be protected. But I'm thinking we need a doc talk here one of these days. I don't know. What else? Farmers, ranchers, how you doing? What's happening? Tell me. I want to know. I've seen some crops looking pretty darn nice coming out of the ground. I don't know, you know, if we were looking last year, the year before, if they'd be in a similar spot. But what I've seen, my amateur review suggests where I've seen it look pretty good. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't mind knowing how you're doing. Of course, those ranchers as well. I saw soybeans are $9 or something yesterday. Is that what the number was? So, you know, some of the prices are getting back off the mat. I don't know. I'd just like to hear from you about anything that's on your mind. And if it's not these things, it could be anything else.
I asked a buddy of mine who's a seed dealer, sells seed in Minnesota, and he said the problem is not the crops on the ground. He goes, the problem is we don't have a price. And that's the big, big question.
It's been a problem for a while. That's not a new problem, that's for sure. All right, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Some folks call us at 701-271-1100. Some call us at 701-258-0550. It matters not what number you call us at. You can text us 701-367-2054. Or Todd's at 701-226-8503. Did you enjoy your day off yesterday, Todd? Did you, like, suntan or do anything?
I took a cat to the vet, so.
You took a cat to the vet.
There you go.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Is the cat going to be okay?
I suppose, so far.
Okay, good. Yeah. Todd picked a really exciting day to take off, Tuesday. But, you know, at least
not to mention that heat.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I can't get to work. It's too hot.
Precisely. All right. You found out what's on our mind. Todd's got a cat in the vet. And what's on your mind, Kev?
Just a weekend, my wife's birthday tomorrow. So we're...
get to it, bud.
Yeah, really all over it. Oh, yeah, been all over it. We got the in-laws coming today. We had a little party this weekend.
Does she know that?
She does. Okay. Yeah, she does.
I have great news here from a well-placed source. The Medora musical opens Friday.
Oh, yes.
Talk about getting back to normal. There you go.
Amen.
The Medora musical. Let's go. Okay, let's get to some calls here. Nate in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. I ended up placing a call yesterday at the mayor's office, and I asked about that protest that's going to be this Friday. They have handed out no permits at the mayor's office, and they said they don't do that there. So they told me to call Kringley at the Fargo Police Department, which I called Kringley. And Kringley said he has given no permits for that event. And then I let Kringley know that I'll be having a Second Amendment march at the end of July, probably the last weekend of July on a Saturday. We will be carrying our long rifles, tactical rifles, our pistols, our flak jackets, anything else we want to carry. And we're going to be marching from Broadway south to Broadway north. We're going to hold a little event where we let the citizens and the community know that.
Well, keep us posted on that one, Nate, for sure. I know it's a ways off in July, but we'd like to know more when you get closer. And your point on the permits for the march is planned for Friday and Saturday. I heard the same thing from Mayor Mahoney. that they have no permit. Therefore, they cannot, you know, and by the way, the permit isn't designed to stop anybody. It just says, okay, who's liable if something happens? You got to have, you know, the insurance to be able to do it. You have to have a contact. You have to have an agreed on path. It's just so law enforcement can protect those that are planning to protest. But so far, they're defying the request for that, which is sad. Craig Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hey, I'm an employee of the proposed shutdown, or I guess it's not proposed anymore. It's kind of a for sure deal of the coal mine up north. And I guess I wanted to say everybody's a lot of uneasiness up there. The hardest part is that we're not being told anything. And so nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to plan for. Any big purchases are being put on hold, and there's people jumping ship, and, you know, it's just a lot of uneasiness up north, and all we would need is a little word of encouragement or something.
Hang on a sec, Craig. I want to talk some more after the break here, so don't go anywhere. Beverly and Beach, you're right behind that. Then Drew and Allendale.
Everybody knows two mines are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Everybody knows that two mines are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In a time full of war, make peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. In a time full of war, make peace.
Good advice. Find the peace.
There it is.
You know- if you have the peace.
Right.
I think I'm going to go do this. Do I have the peace? Yeah, okay. I don't feel right about it. Not going to do it. That's right. Especially on those big decisions. Absolutely. Good advice. Make it right. Hey, it's Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklett Chevy Buick GMC, Bismarck and Valley City. If you like to roll large and in charge, if we got the perfect vehicle for you, priced to move today, this is at the Valley City Pucklett's location. I love these Ford Expedition Max Limited. They are loaded up. Perfect for like lake weekends, loading everything up. Incredible. Only 38,111 miles on it. It's a 2018, so that's pretty much new. And again, it's a big boy. It can haul the boat, the camper, the whole team. Stone gray metallic color, has tinted windows, black leather, just about every option you can think of. Sunroof, navigation, heated seats, cooled seats, heated steering wheel. Do you hear that, guys? Heated steering wheel.
Yeah, a must-have.
A few months of the year, that's kind of nice. All-wheel drive, power running boards. Okay, so it's on the lot right now at $47,897 today. But if you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, they're going to say $1,000 off. No kidding. Let's go with $46,897. How about that? New tires, too. 3.5-liter V6 EcoBoost engine. Oh, my gosh. 800-401-4352. Call that number now. Or go online to PuckledgeValleyCity.com to find out more. 800-401-4352. They're, of course, in Bismarck as well. North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, let's finish our chat with Craig from Mandan. Craig works at Coal Creek Station. I was going to say CCS. I'm so used to these acronyms. But sounds to me like your biggest issue is communication. Now, I know we know this much from Great River Energy, that they plan to dismantle that plant, they say, late in 2021, right? So that's the end of next year, correct, Craig?
Yep. We had heard that July or June or July of 2022, and I'm an employee on the coal side of it. We supply the coal to the Coal Creek Station.
Yeah, and of course, if there's no power plant there, you have no coal to supply, so that's another residual effect. I know there are efforts to do something with it, and I've heard, you know, from North American Coal and a purchase of it. I don't know where any of that is at. I know there's a lot of people working at it. The governor mentioned again in the briefing yesterday at the Capitol that this is an issue that Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is working on a lot, just bringing people together, see what the options are. I know there's issues related to the line, because right now the line is a DC line that goes to the Twin Cities. So how that could be used? There's just a lot more questions than answers. If you had a perfect world from the current owners or state officials, what would you like to know, Craig?
We'd just like to know how the process or how it's going. I mean, are they finding interested people, you know, or just a little communication, like you said, would be helpful. Right now, it's just a big question mark. We can't plan anything for our future right now. We got people that are pretty much freaking out about it. We got people that are pretty much numb. We got employees, like myself. I'm on the brighter side of it. I feel that we have such a, we do. We have the cleanest and most efficient coal mine, on the United States, as far as I'm concerned. And I feel that the state of North Dakota, that there's no way that they would let a facility like this just shut down. It's got to be a retracted to a buyer, or two buyers, or three buyers, and I feel that the state will help those buyers out with anything they can. So I'm pretty forward thinking on the future of my job anyway. So I'm just going to ride it out.
Yeah, I imagine I've never been in a position where somebody says, "Hey, something's going to end a year and a half from now." You know, and so how do you not think about that, right? How do you not think, should I do something different? And you don't want to wait till the very end and try and find something. On the other hand, there may be other options that happen. So I certainly empathize with the folks. I think you have to give Great River Energy credit for at least not just saying, boom, we're done, right? And are giving some notice. But
yep.
I don't know where the communication should come from, Craig, but I think you make a good point that there should be some more communication for sure. Yep.
And then another thing on the brighter side, too, that I'm thinking and hopeful of is that Great River Energy is actually giving their employees there some benefits, more benefits, if they stay there the next 2 years. And we're thinking that the reason that that is and why they would be so generous is that they're, for the next buyer, that they have employees that know how to run the place already set in place. So we're pretty kind of hopeful that that maybe is the reason why.
We'll press officials for an answer. It's time to have Brent Sanford back on the program, the Lieutenant Governor, and maybe some folks from the industry, Lignon Energy Council. We'll keep checking on that because I know everybody's thinking about the same thing you are, but I understand if you don't know what's on the table, it's just nice to have an idea. So appreciate that call. Thanks a bunch from Mandan today. Let's go out to Beach, North Dakota. And Beverly, what's on your mind, Beverly?
Just Black Lives Matter. When I was, many moons ago when I was in Sunday school, we had a song that we sang, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. All lives matter, including the police and everyone. So I just hope we can get the world back together again. Thank you. Have a good, yes, great day. Bye.
Thank you, Bev. Thank you, Beverly. Can I add something to what you said there? Babies. I mean, I just got an alert from the Fargo abortion clinic. It's not a clinic. Oh, we know that, but it is a death factory, is what it is. And every week on Wednesday, they exterminate in the neighborhood of a kindergarten-sized class of children, babies. Okay, and they're doing it right now as we speak.
Oh.
So I also think babies' lives matter. And, yes, and sadly, I don't have the statistics in front of me. The number of black children aborted is unbelievable. I mean, I believe it's the highest of any race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad how many babies have, you know, black lives have been snuffed out as a result of that. And you don't hear about that from the hard left. They'd rather complain about the police and agitate and get a protest and everything else. They should bring their protest right down in front of the abortion mill in downtown Fargo is what they should do, because that is our Holocaust. That's worse than slavery. That's worse than the Holocaust. It's awful. It's terrible. And I say that because, you know, you're snuffing out the life of a child. God's plan is being stunted by human decision. It's awful. It's terrible. It ought to be front and center, and it's happening right now. So I'm glad you called, Beverly. Very good point. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We got to get back to that point. We absolutely do. Texter says it's getting dry. We need some rain or there will be no crops in southwest North Dakota. Getting dry out there already, huh? There's another one to add to the prayer list, folks. Rain in the southwest. We're dry in south central North Dakota, says this texter. Not good. Not good. South central, too. Probably lost a third to half of our yield potential already. We'll pull through. We always do. Wow. More on that coming up. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better. Like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an executive order yesterday that he says will change police policy nationwide when it comes to the use of force. And now in just a few hours, U.S. Senate Republicans will be holding a news conference to introduce a bill that's designed to reform policing as well. And South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the party's charge to reform policing after a series of events, including the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police. back on Memorial Day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Right now, the book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, could be yours. And it comes with a $25 free gift card from MyPillow. Is that great or what? The folks at MyPillow, you know, supplied hospitals all across the nation with masks. And they have some still. These are good masks. 210 thread count, double layered. And the latex-free elastic straps, 100% cotton. They're reusable. They're white. You get a package of 20 for $59.99 for a 20-pack when you use the promo code SCOTT. Same thing on the book to get that good deal, the gift card, $25 gift card with the book. Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor of MyPillow, has written. Use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. A police reform plan has been unveiled by the Republicans now. Tim Scott, a South Carolina senator, has led this effort with others. They have unveiled it today. We're going to give you some snippets of that in a moment. Kellyanne Conway is talking about this battle over the police reform proposals at the federal level right now on Fox News. Can you pick that up, Kev? Can we pick up a little Kellyanne Conway there?
Use force, but when to use force. Everybody saw the 8 minutes and 46 seconds right. of George Floyd's slow and senseless death. That can't happen again. And my colleague John Smith was just telling me a few moments ago that you have many police forces across this country adopting the policy on chokeholds, but Minneapolis was not one mm-hmm. of them. And you've got this guy, this murderous cop in Minneapolis. He's been protected by his union. I think it bears repeating again. He had over 17 or 18 complaints against him, and is protected by the union. He should have been gone perhaps a long time ago.
That's a good point.
Kellyanne, I want to get this in here because obviously
the good cops want the bad cops gone more than anybody.
Well, I think that's the best thing. Exactly. Because the good cops are making the bad cops look terrible.
Hey, you don't really hear that part of it too much, do you?
No. Here's what I don't understand. Teachers have sexual relations with students. We can all point to several examples of that, locally, nationally, whatever. It's in the news, right? You hear about it. Do we announce teacher reform after something like that happens, assuming all teachers are doing that? I don't recall that. I really don't. I mean, I'm not saying what this guy did was right at all. I'm just saying how many interactions today will there be between law enforcement and a suspect? How many of those will be between white cop and black suspect? how many of those will be done by the book? 99.9% of them? So the point one says now the federal government is going to say, what's police reform? Isn't police action up to city councils? Isn't, you know, that's why Minneapolis can actually insanely decide, well, maybe we don't need a police department. Yeah, good luck with that. I've seen my last Twins game, I guess, if you're going to go that route. Won't be at U.S. Bank Stadium anytime soon with that one. No, thank you. Police reform in the news today, too. Drew in Ellendale, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yes, good morning. I think your last couple comments about the whole abortion issue, I think that's one of the reasons we're having so many of these problems in the country is because I feel like it's God's judgment on us. But the reason I called was I had heard this morning on the news that Quaker Oats is going to either get rid of Aunt Jemima or they're going to give her a hip-hop outfit or something. So Black Lives Matter has killed Aunt Jemima.
Well, and by the way, I don't know if you're being humorous there or being legitimate, but I tell you that you're right. So this is a victory, I guess, for Black Lives Matter because they see that as being, Aunt Jemima has a racist origin to it, and so that's gone.
Yeah, which is absolutely ridiculous because the name Jemima was one of Noah's daughters. I have 14 children. I have 9 girls and 5 boys. And one of my daughters is named Jemima.
Now, supposedly the slaves sang a song, Old Aunt Jemima, right? I mean, so I think that's where they say, but is it a name? Is it a person? Could that be an Aunt Jemima? Yeah, I don't know that if they're singing a song, that all of a sudden means that was racist. I don't know. You can find anything to be offended by. If that's how you're going to walk through life. But in my mind, this is sort of like the Fighting Sioux logo going away, right? Okay, victory for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. And the NCAA, they successfully removed the Fighting Sioux name. So now we say Fighting Hawks instead. And guess what? All that history, all that opportunity about talking about the Sioux people is gone as it pertains to the University of North Dakota. And all those athletes who... I know a lot of them over the years well enough to know they put a jersey on. That's not like just putting a shirt on for you and I. That's a big deal. They know what they're standing for. They know what that embodies, that name. And they lost all that. They lost all
that. Well, and the other thing is history belongs to all of us. It doesn't belong to just a group of people that decide they don't like part of that history. And they don't get to change it just because they don't like it.
No, I mean, it's America. They can say why they don't like it. They can speak out. But you're exactly right, Drew. You couldn't be more right. I just found this. The original design on Aunt Jemima was based on Nancy Green, someone who the site describes as a storyteller, cook, and missionary worker.
Yeah, a great black woman.
So what's wrong with that?
I mean, this is insanity. These people are insane. I mean,
a professor at Cornell University, big shocker, published an opinion piece in the New York Times criticizing the image for its ties to Southern racism, adding that Aunt Jemima's imagery is based on a mammy archetype, a servant character made popular in these minstrel shows for her dark skin and white teeth and her commitment to nurturing her white master and mistress's children before her own. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That's what I see.
Where you invent that from is unbelievable.
But it's delicious, you know, sir.
I just thought she made great pancakes. What's the problem?
I think Michael Savage said it best about people like that. Liberalism is a mental disorder.
I think that's a book, isn't it? Drew, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. And it's really sad, is what it is.
Oh, right?
It's sad.
Anybody think that when you look at a thing of Aunt Jemima?
No.
Nobody.
I love it. You know, the other thing.
This is Butterworth's.
Land O'Lakes Butter.
That'll be next.
Remember Land O'Lakes Butter?
It's a brown bottle of syrup. This is Butterworth's. That's
Land O'Lakes Butter. They took the maiden off the front of it, yep.
Texas Uncle Ben, does that mean
Uncle Ben's got to go, right?
I just got three texts that say, does that mean Mrs. Butterworth is in danger? I think everybody's thinking alike on this one.
Yeah, exactly right. Becca in Montana, thanks for listening. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to touch on something here in regards of our economy. So my better half and me, we wanted to go to Florida for the 4th since we didn't get to do anything since the beginning of March. We got our flight out of Williston, North Dakota. You guys know we have this beautiful new airport out there.
It is
Delta.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And so we booked the flight with Delta. We got our room at the Navy Lodge because my better half is a vet, and we were going to go dive in and have a good time there on the beach over the 4th, celebrate our great nation's birthday. We heard some rumors on the internet, you know, they always speak the truth there, that Delta is canceling a bunch of flights. So we go online, and, I mean, we had our reservation, we had our confirmation number, everything. We punched in all the necessary numbers. Well, that flight does not exist. Did some research, and Delta said that until further notice, they had canceled all outgoing flights out of Williston. So no email, no notification, no nothing. We have been trying every day for the last 2 weeks to get a hold of somebody. They don't return calls, live chats not available, and my better half just... This morning, he received a text message and with a huge apology and says, well, I'm getting in touch with you about this issue you are having, but unfortunately, this is not an outbound calling center or whatever he called it. And I'm like, dude, you can send a text message, but you can't pick up the damn phone. We are so livid. So if anybody who works at Delta is listening, will you please return people's calls or at least return our money? Because you took our $390 per round trip on May 4th, okay? And we still don't know if we get to go on our vacation or not. This is unbelievable.
It really sounds, it's very odd. I haven't booked a ticket in a while with Delta, but they're normally decent in the customer service department. I do know this. I've sat on some planes for hours and hours and hours, and I've posted things on social media, and they tend to get back to you very quick there because they don't want the bad stories on social media. So if I were you, I'd go on Delta's Facebook page and Twitter and put something there. In the meantime, have you? I will also maybe see if you can get, there's Delta flights out of Minot, I would imagine.
Everything is booked. The only thing, we tried to find something else. Until last week, we could have went with United for like $1,200. And it's not happening.
I think so if Delta cancels your flight, you think they rebook you on the closest Delta flight you can get to Florida, and make up the difference. I don't.
Right.
It's bizarre. I don't know why. Plus, why are they canceling flights?
The closest flight we could have gotten out of is out of either Minneapolis or Denver. So we're driving 12 hours to get on the flight. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But my whole issue is that we never got notified. You know, they never send us an email. You know, and that is something that is just a little disrespectful towards paying customers.
I'd try the social media thing. If you don't get a quick response there, I'd call Senator Hoeven, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, one of those three. Just pick one of the offices of the congressional delegation. Tell them what's happening. And when a Senate or congressional office calls, they tend to jump a little bit there, too, and help you out. I had not heard about Williston, guys. Had you heard about Delta not doing flights out of Williston?
No, I didn't.
Wow. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I guess I missed my phone.
Cause it's Friday. I think we're in earlier, aren't we?
Cause it's Monday. Cause it's a charcoal burning Sunday.
I guess I missed my Williston Herald. A kind listener has sent me the story from the Williston Herald on June 4th about Delta seeking an exception under the CARES Act to suspend their already limited service to Williston-based International Airport. So they received some federal support under the CARE Act, and then they said, hey, I know that means we're supposed to still serve Williston, but can we not do that at all? And so evidently they got that done, and that's why they're not doing this. And the length of this is supposed to be temporary. It's nice. It's everything I can see here looks temporary. In fact, well, Looks like the city received notification of Delta's request on May 22nd. The city submitted a formal objection on May 28th. Letters of the city's position provided for support from Senator Hovind, Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, Governor Burgum, and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. But it didn't happen. So, but it looks like they can only do this until September 30th, 2020.
Yep.
The waiver will allow Delta to suspend service on this route until September 30th, 2020. However, at that time, the CARES Act funding will cease to air carriers, and they will no longer be obligated to provide air service to any airport in the U.S.
Here's what's going to happen.
So that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to end then either.
A friend of mine who's a captain for JetBlue talked about this. In October, on October 1st, you're going to see thousands of pilots furloughed from all the airlines, all the big airlines, thousands of them.
Unless there's traffic to support.
Right.
Know, yeah.
I mean, which will mean less flights, which will mean prices will go up. So book your winter travel now and pray that the flight still exists when you get there.
This is one of the reasons I have a question about.
Yeah.
If businesses say they need customers to come back, in other words, the airlines want you to come back. The hometown cafe wants you to come back. The local hardware store wants you to come back. Are the reasons you're not coming back now? I don't know why. I just don't feel like that's a huge problem here. I don't feel like people are afraid to go places, but I could be wrong. So I'm asking. We want the businesses we have to be able to shop at to make up our communities, right? They can't survive if we don't come back. Is there a reason you're not going back to where you were shopping at before? Love to know. All right, let me get into some texts, since I have not had as much time as I'd like. Scott, you don't get it. I love texts start like that. All this support for BLM by these companies and groups is for one reason only. They want to be left alone. They don't want to end up on Sharpton and Jackson's extortion list. They could care less about blacks. Nothing has changed for the past 60 years. Disagree with that. I think that the empathy and sympathy and better understanding of somebody that might be different than you, they're still made in the image and likeness of God, is better today than it was 20, 40, 50 years ago when our parents and grandparents grew up. It's just my gut feeling. Texture, we really don't need to hear from educated idiots anymore. Just need common sense. Americans, be leaders again. Wow. Ask Mayor Judd about reopening Moorhead, what he's doing about moving that along. We will. He is coming up next hour. The mayor's and police department, from another listener here, need to start ignoring the Bureau of Land Management. They're having a tantrum like a child. They're trying to egg someone on to start something. Just ignore them and stop giving them media coverage. They have nothing at this point. Wrong protest in the wrong town. Is he being funny? The BLM is the Bureau of Land Management. That's what he's listed here, but he's talking like he's speaking about Black Lives Matter.
Could be, I don't know.
I think he is. Why aren't businesses coming back? Answer. Why aren't customers rather coming back to businesses? Answer. Conservative North Dakotans aren't spending money. In fear of economics, not COVID oil or the coal market prices. Things may not pick up until we know 100% Trump is reelected. I could see that. Scott, I see that Aunt Jemima's caved into BLM pressure. What's next? Uncle Ben?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Famous.
Mrs. Butterworth's. That'll go away.
Scott, I watched the news report on BLM last night, and to me personally, any goodwill there was is now gone. It appears they're just spoiling for a grievance. I don't understand what their complaint is about. The chief of police email was clearly talking about the violent people that were in the riot, not the peaceful protest. Then they complain about signing by the mayors. It really appears that they are looking for something to be mad about. This is a poor way in North Dakota to get the citizens on your side, says a listener in Carrington, North Dakota. Texter says, tell that caller the way it is. Lad Erickson needs to remove his head from his posterior. Okay.
Never heard it said like that before. But
yeah, because that's how everybody else says it, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the statement by Trayvon Martin's mom? Oh, you got to Google that. The mother of Trayvon Martin says she does not does not support efforts to reduce law enforcement. In fact, she's calling saying we need more police. We need police with better standards, police with better ethics and better work habits, but we need more police. And she's running for office down in Miami-Dade County.
Interesting.
She's a conservative.
Texter says businesses aren't picking up because consumers don't know if they are open or what restrictions they have. It's impossible to keep straight who's open for dining. That's a good point. Who needs a mask? Who's open when? Sounds like I need to advertise.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson. He was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
For years, Peckler Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckler Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.